Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on this last Sunday of the church year, the day upon which we celebrate with fear and eager expectation the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the last day of the history of the world to judge both the living and the dead, on this last Sunday of the church year, we are urged by the psalmist to pray to God in heaven that we grasp that we ourselves will come to an end, that our days are measured, and we in general as human beings, that is our lives, are fleeting, passing before our eyes, and they'll be over in a moment. Let me know how fleeting I am. Let me know how fleeting I am. That's what we read in Psalm 39. Now, this hit home to me in college. That is how fleeting I am. My junior year in choir, when the choir director passed out a new piece of music for us to learn, kind of roughly written piece, handwritten, and then it was mimeographed. There it was for us to learn. It's hard to read. Now, there were many things I liked about choir in college, not the least of which is when we would break into eight parts. First and second soprano, first and second alto, first and second tenor, first and second bass. Yes, one of my favorite aspects of singing in college choir was when we would break into eight parts and sing some really complex music. Well, the piece of music handed out that day was not one of those. Not complex at all. It was simple, very simple. It was a two-parter. The women singing one thing, the men singing another, the men singing over and over and over again, the phrase, Ein Mensch ist in seinem Leben wie Gras. Ein Mensch ist in seinem Leben wie Gras. Ein Mensch ist in seinem Leben wie Gras. Now, I hadn't learned German yet at that time. That is when I was in college. I didn't learn it till later. So those words for me, those words which we sang over and over and over again in that monotonous, simplistic piece of music were of no meaning. That is, they were just sounds, syllables, something we sang. But then we were told what they meant by the director. A man, ein Mensch, is in his life, ist in seinem Leben, as grass, wie Gras. A man is in his life as grass. As we know it from Psalm 103, as for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. So by singing this phrase over and over and over again, in every concert we sang that year, I was taught in no uncertain terms, as our text for the sermon asserts, that we as human beings are fleeting. That is, we are born, and we flourish, and we fade, and we die. The problem. Most of the time, we don't realize this. We're not cognizant of it. Or even worse, if the idea pops up into our head, we run away from it. I mean, that is a scary thought, isn't it? Even scarier, we could say, than the fact that our Lord and Savior Jesus will return on the last day of the history of the world in power and great glory to judge the living and the dead. I mean, look at the picture in the window there. I mean, when we have that thought, though, we can think for a few moments, and then we can just simply dismiss it. Thinking, well, that day, it's a long way off. We don't know that, of course. for we don't know when the last day will occur. I mean, it could be today. But even more to the point of the text, when we die, it will be our last day, as when we awaken from the sleep of death, we'll be either in heaven or hell. And the events of the last day will only affirm the judgment we incurred upon our own death. So in other words, if we die before the last day, the final judgment, the day of our deaths, will be that judgment. There's no getting around that. So the prayer of our psalmist to God, that we are reminded perpetually and live in the reality of the fact that we are in our lives like grass that flourishes and flowers and fades, or in other words, our lives are fleeting, short, flying by in an instant, even if we live to be 100 years old. But what do we do with this information? What do we do with it? Well, we live daily in that reality that the things of this earth, including ourselves, are only temporary. So we should live in that which is permanent, which is not fleeting, which is not fading. And Peter, the Apostle Peter, in his first epistle, notes for us exactly what that is. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, Peter writes there, "All flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord remains forever." The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord remains forever. That is what the Lord has said. For what the Lord has said, it's been accomplished. And what the Lord has said has been and will always be done. So how then are we to understand this juxtaposition that is the fleeting nature of our lives on the one hand and the eternal nature of the Word of God on the other? Well, here we can think of the people that we know, the people with whom we speak on a daily basis, perhaps. And let's be honest, there are people that we speak with on a daily basis whose words we don't even listen to at all. People whose words we let go in one ear and out the other. Why do we do that? Well, because nothing that they've ever said to us, they've ever done. And nothing that they've ever asserted before us has turned out to be true. Yes, we listen and we respond, but we know that their words are fleeting. They flourish in our minds. They flower for a moment. They fade. They are no more. Yet there are people with whom we speak, whose words actually mean something. If they say they're going to do something, they do it. If they say something has happened, it has. If they have insight on a topic, it's a true insight. And so we do listen to those people. And their words do not flourish and flower and fade in our minds, but they remain. They remain there. And will remain in our minds and perhaps in our hearts for the rest of our lives. And why? Why do their words remain there? They remain there because they are the truth. And they describe reality accurately. They inform us as to who they are and to what we are. They are helpful and of great value as we negotiate this life, not just with our bodies, but with our hearts and our minds and our souls. So that's why then the Apostle Peter can juxtapose the fleetingness of our lives with the word of the Lord, which endures forever. And so the salvation proclaimed to us through that very word of God, it's not just a temporary salvation, a respite for a few days or weeks or years from suffering, but a respite for eternity. And that eternal salvation that comes to us through the proclamation of the word of God is predicated upon the forgiveness of sins, a forgiveness of sins, every last one of them, which is not simply a temporary forgiveness, but an eternal forgiveness. That is a forgiveness in which our sins are put away from us as far as the east is from the west, and they remain there forever, as far away from us as the east is from the west. So in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is our present and our future in him is an eternal future, for he whose words themselves are eternal has promised us that this is so. So, we stake our hearts, our souls, our minds on his words. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. And conversely, we do not stake our hearts and souls and our minds upon ourselves, upon our lives, upon our accomplishments, upon our friends, upon our families, upon our hopes, upon our dreams, upon our desires. The familiar hymn puts it this way: on Christ, Christ the solid rock, I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Why does the hymn put it that way? Because our lives themselves, they're sinking sand. They're fleeting, here today, gone tomorrow. Now, hearing this, you might think, well, if that's the case, Pastor, if I should be basing my life on the rock, which is Christ, on the Word of God, which is eternal, proclaiming Christ, proclaiming life, proclaiming salvation, and not basing my life on myself, what can my life look like? I mean, does that mean I drop everything, move into Prince of Peace, take up residency here in one of these very comfortable pews, wait for Christ to return? No, that's just your flesh talking, trying to dissuade you from thinking about your life in a new way. Of course, we as Christians, knowing how fleeting we are, continue to live in this world, working and eating and sleeping and participating in life, but we are doing so like we do when we're in a conversation with that person whose words are meaningless. That is, we listen to the world, and we interact with the world, and we respond to the world, but we know that the true reality of existence is bound together with the one whose words are eternal, whose words are true, whose words tell us exactly what is and why, especially concerning ourselves. Yes, we are fleeting our lives on this earth, flourishing, flowering, fading, but then we go on and on and on and on forever, for our lives are based upon the one who goes on and on and on forever. Overcame the fleetingness of this life. And that is the very Son of God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If he returns again on the last day before we die, he will take us to live with him in heaven forever. And if we die in faith in him, we will awake and find ourselves in heaven with him. It truly is a win-win situation for us. If we come to the realization of the fleetingness of this life, and life within it, then building our hope on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, his blood, his righteousness proclaimed to us via his word that will remain forever. So now is the time. Now is the time to begin thinking in this way. Right now, this morning. For as I was writing this sermon this past week, my thoughts went to my college classmates, who I knew. As I sang in that choir, Ein Mensch ist in seinem Leben wie Gras, college classmates of mine who've already died. And I think of the college itself where that choir was, which is struggling and will probably close after this academic year. But we can all speak similarly about our lives, about the people we knew who have died, about the institutions, the businesses, the activities even that once were so important to us, that now are no more. So we pray as well along with the psalmist on this last Sunday of the church year that our Lord make us know our end and what is the measure of our days, that he let us know how fleeting we are. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus and life everlasting. Amen. We rise and confess our Christian faith in the words of the apostles.